Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on selected readings from Henry Nouwen's book, The Way of the Heart, Connecting with God Through Prayer, Wisdom, and Silence. This week we're reading from the chapter on solitude. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Solitude molds self-righteous people into gentle, caring, forgiving persons who are so deeply convinced of their own great sinfulness and so fully aware of God's even greater mercy that their life itself becomes ministry. There is hardly any difference between doing and being. Solitude molds self-righteous people into gentle, caring, forgiving persons who are so deeply convinced of their own great sinfulness and so fully aware of God's even greater mercy that their life becomes ministry. There is hardly any difference between doing and being. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Solitude molds self-righteous people into gentle, caring, forgiving persons who are so deeply convinced of their own great sinfulness and so fully aware of God's even greater mercy that their life itself becomes ministry. There is hardly any difference between doing and being. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Solitude molds self-righteous people into gentle, caring, forgiving persons who are so deeply convinced of their own great sinfulness and so fully aware of God's even greater mercy that their life itself becomes ministry. There is hardly any difference between doing and being. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for your mercy that transforms the mundane activities of our daily lives into a ministry of compassion toward everyone we meet. As we go about our daily tasks, may we remain saturated in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.